Thank you. Next, we have Jana Bove, who's a professor of practice here at McGill, and she'll talk to us about the Canada side of this collaboration. I think Jana's going to go first.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm just going to take a few minutes this morning to talk about what we're doing in terms of collaboration. Collaboration with our Indian colleagues on trying to develop this Canadian-India brain-to-society surveillance system and really defining some new frontiers for research at the individual level, at the systems level, and particularly jointly developing a protocol between two different regions of the world that could then be applied to other regions in upcoming years. So I think the really unique opportunity is the work that Dr. Arora has described in establishing their studies in India, and at the same time, some ongoing work in Canada with current cohorts or future cohorts. And this provides us an opportunity to do common design analytical approaches and to be able to compare in our individual regions and cohorts between brain, environment, and then also to do comparisons across the world. Going back to the slide Lorette showed yesterday of the brain to society conceptual framework, I think we've had a lot of opportunity to talk about cohorts at the individual level. This morning, though, I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about some of the work we're doing in terms of mapping the sectors, the systems, and processes. I'll just first start by saying in Canada, we do have an opportunity in Toronto of having a large cohort of young adults, many of which who are of Indian heritage. And there's ongoing data collection in many of the same areas proposed as in India, metabolic syndrome, BMI, a series of genetic profiles, some brain system functionality tests, food preference, food frequency. So at the start, we have this opportunity to develop some common analytical approaches and comparisons. In our vision for the future work between Canada and India is to focus on five modules of influence for obesity: genetics and epigenetics, neurobiology, neurocognition, family, schools, communities, social norms and social network and capital, but also to look at the impact of transportation, housing, urban planning at the individual level, but also looking at it as a system and a set of processes, and importantly as well, the agricultural, business, media, culture environment as well. So when we look at this from a system sector point of view, we certainly know the consumers at the center of a very complex set of individual, personal factors, community factors. But we also know, if we're looking at the bottom, that agri-food research and innovation in its totality has an important role to play on the individual's choices of foods that are offered to them, how they're marketed. And any change we want to make to the food preferences will involve changing the food sector system from start to finish. So this is another graphic that we've been using for the last year or so. It really reflects the fact that the food sector is actually a very complex system that starts right from breeding, whether it's the breeding of the plants or the animals, through the production and right through to import-export processing, even how we brand and label our foods, right through to the consumer. I take as an example the work that I was involved in reducing trans fat in foods in Canada. I think we all agree the importance of the health goal, but translating that health goal into offering products to consumers and offering them in a way that they will choose them has involved elements of this value chain from start to finish. For example, changing the levels of trans fat involved new breeding of new variants of canola, and Canada was one of the leading countries. But that took a significant investment at the level of breeding and of the planting and making sure there was enough supply to meet the demands of the changing needs in the food processors, as well as the labeling and the advertising. So it becomes quite clear that whatever work we're doing to influence obesity and whatever country we're working in, we have to understand the local value chains and we have to map, study, quantify, test, and determine how we can best influence this system through what set of levers. And at the bottom, you can see it might be collaborative, regulatory work, education, and we also need to monitor and evaluate. So our thoughts for working on expanding this brain to society surveillance system will necessarily involve a more in-depth understanding of the agri-food sector. And this will involve, and I think we had some discussion yesterday about the need to bring in new ways of looking at these issues using some of the business tools, some of the sector analysis around food technology issues, supply and demand in food service, urban agriculture, using our value chain analysis to better understand processes, overlaying legal, economic, political science issues. And another very good opportunity between Canada and India and other locations is to do some detailed market modeling at whether it's the city level, at the level of detail that Dr. Arora referred to in the area of Palwa, which is in transition, or whether we do it in Canada at a national or a regional level, or we look globally. There's now interesting data sources that allow us to look at the sales of different foods, the impact and penetration of advertising. So again, this is being done at a much higher level than the individual, but the hope is that it links back to the individual data being collected. Another important area of research is also understanding better the role of advertising, marketing, media, and how these influence and relate to all the other complex set of factors we've talked about in the last 2 days. Again, there's opportunities using tools that are outside of the health domain to do surveys or direct observation of what's happening in households, whether you're scanning what's happening on their TV or scanning the advertising on the food products coming into the house, as well as opportunities to monitor the level and penetration of advertising in different markets through AC Nielsen data or other data sources. So that's, in conclusion, what I just wanted to highlight is that going beyond the cohort studies, the need to look at these different sectors, agriculture, transportation, from a more business process value chain type of analysis. Thank you.
Thanks, Janet.